Welcome to Home Run, the podcast where every journey home is an adventure into the world of business, fatherhood, and ADHD. I'm your host, Tom Stanhope, navigating the long road back from school drop-offs, ready to dive into candid talks about life, challenges, and successes. Welcome to another episode of Home Run with me, Tom Stanhope. This is my daily dive into my working life, my family life, and it's really a way for me to bring the process of growing my businesses to you and share the journey and share the story. Because I think it's a really important thing to do, an important message to get out there. I think certainly in the business space, in the entrepreneurial space, there is sometimes a lot of varnishing of the realities. People have got a lot better about it. People have got happier with the idea of sharing honestly their stories about what it takes to move a business forward. So I'm going to try and be as candid as possible on my weekday episodes, because I'm not going to do these over the weekends, because we've all got to have some time on. Content creation is a wonderful thing, but it can be a millstone sometimes, and I don't want this to become that, because I enjoy this process. So I want to maybe talk a little bit about, first of all, I'll tell you what I'm doing. So yesterday I started on some edits and I did not get as far as I wanted to. I had not a hugely productive day in some ways, in as much as I did not achieve the things that I needed to quite as thoroughly as I'd have hoped. And I think that is often something which can happen. You'll set your goals for the day and you won't necessarily meet them. And that's okay. That's okay. So I did a bit of work in the evening to sort of take the pressure off, and I've got these edits to do today. I've got a meeting with somebody who reached out to me through LinkedIn around the AI stuff as well. So I've got some editing and a meeting to do. And that is what I'm going to focus on. Because I think setting these specific goals, achievable goals, is really important. And then if I do those, I can always get to the stretch stuff and get a few more bits and pieces done. I like to try and do some stuff to work on the business each day and some stuff to work in the business. And obviously that sort of spread around the different things we do. So clearly the things that are possibly the most time consuming are the podcast episodes and the editing for clients, because those are, that's an exchange of my, of our resources and time for getting something done. And as such, that's a sort of quite a traditional sort of business model. It's not that exchanging knowledge for money, it's exchanging time for money. And that is the nature of things when it comes to being a producer of content. You can speed things up with experience and with tools, but essentially you still have to do it. So I've got those goals for the day. And yesterday I had goals which were almost identical, but didn't achieve them. And I think it's useful to sort of look at that goal setting process and think about, okay, what were my goals for yesterday? I didn't achieve them. Why didn't I achieve them? And that process of asking why I didn't do them and what I could perhaps have done better yesterday is for me a really, really valuable process. I've only had a couple of jobs where I've worked as part of somebody else's business or somebody else's team, and in those situations I was always somewhat surprised that no one was asking that question. I don't ask it of myself every single day, but I should be, and I try to. So that perhaps is something that I would urge you to take a look at. Set the goals for the day. If you do them, that's great. If you don't, that's also okay. But either way, succeed or fail, look at the process and go, what went well? What didn't go so well? What can I change? can I keep? What can I do differently? So that you can, I think it's about taking an always improving attitude towards the whole wonderful world of life. You know, I try to do that in both personal and work as far as possible. It's not always easy, it's not always comfortable, because yesterday, with a bit of analysis, and some discussion with my wife, Una, we're looking at, you know, okay, why didn't I get as far ahead as I would have liked? And one of the things that I think was seriously impacting my productivity and ability to just get stuff done yesterday was the fact that I've increased the dosage on the ADHD medication. So in discussion with my pharmacist, I went up from 54 milligrams a day of the medication that I'm trialing at the moment to 72. Now, what happened with that increased dosage, and I hadn't really sort of been fully aware of its effect until later on yesterday, is that I was getting a real spike of focus in the morning that felt much more intense than it was on the lower dose, but that wasn't a consistent result. Over the course of the day, I started to feel much more sort of overstimulated and quite, I described it as feeling very jangly. So I felt very frayed. I didn't feel like I could focus. And so my sort of takeaway from that was that actually I need to go back down to the lower dosage. And I don't think I'd have had that insight as quickly had I not have taken that space to just look at my process and my actions over the course of the day and try and do a bit of self-reflection and analysis as to what didn't go so well and what did. So that was interesting. We have a capacity to do that. And it's easier once if you've got somebody else to bounce these ideas off as well, but even just a simple act of going, how did it go? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it ugly? And to try and do a little bit of thinking work around that. So that I think is something which I like, you know, I want to share with you. That's part of my process, and I think that's something which may be helpful or certainly might provide a little bit of an insight. So I don't want to overload every day. I just want to sort of check in and say hello and let you know what's going on and what's working, what isn't working. So I think it's useful. It's useful for me to process my thoughts, and I know that it's useful for people listening to hear that journey. So that is it. If you've enjoyed today, I would hugely appreciate a like or two if you're seeing this on YouTube, or if you would like to leave a review, that would be lovely. If you love it, leave a review. If you hate it, leave a review. I will take an attitude of learning and taking all feedback into consideration, because I think this is as much of a journey for me doing this in this kind of fairly scrappy way. You know, this setup is very basic. So what I've got going on here is my mobile phone, a microphone, headset, and I'm just speaking. So you can sort of hopefully get that this is a work in progress, and it's quite nice to see that development and growth of this podcast as it goes forward. So I will talk about that as well as we go along, and I'll be sort of sharing stats. These first few episodes will almost certainly have almost no listeners. I would be very surprised if we even get past single digits for these first few episodes, and we'll see where all that goes. But anyway, back to the close. Have a fabulous day, and I will see you all tomorrow. Bye bye.
And that's today's episode of Home Run Done. Don't forget to like, subscribe and share, and join me again tomorrow as we dive into the world of business, family, and ADHD.